On Pesach, one of the central mitzvahs, and the only ritual mitzvah, which is still a positive mitzvah d'oraisa nowadays, is the mitzvah of matzah. What does matzah symbolize in our spiritual service, and what does chametz symbolize in our spiritual service? So in the second sicha for Parshas Bo'i, the Rebbe discusses this issue. There's the second sicha for Parshas Bo'i in Lakuta Sichas Chelik Aleph. The Rebbe says, let's highlight two symbolic features of matzah. One is in the physical matzah, and the other is in matzah's name. We'll start with the physical feature of matzah. Matzah is flat, whereas chametz rises. Matzah's flatness, says the Rebbe, symbolizes that we are meant to be in a state of self-nullification, whereas chametz symbolizes egotism, and it symbolizes arrogance, raising oneself up, that it's puffy, it rises, but there's no real substance behind it. So that's the symbolic difference between chametz and matzah is the good way to be, and chametz, generally speaking, is the bad way to be. Now, there are complexities in this issue, but broadly speaking, that's the case. Fine, so that is point one about the difference between chametz and matzah, that matzah, its physical properties, symbolize self-nullification. Now, a further difference between chametz and matzah is that if you look at the letters of chametz and matzah, matzah is mem tzadi hei, and chametz also has the letters mem and tzadi, but instead of a hei, it has a ches. What does this symbolize? So the Rebbe says both the hei and the ches are graphically very similar. They're both made of three lines. Both have an opening at the bottom. What does the opening at the bottom symbolize? It symbolizes what Hashem told Cain, la pesach chatos revitz. Sin crouches at the door, and you will be drawn to sin, but you have the ability to overcome it. But if there's only an opening on the bottom, says the Rebbe, that symbolizes a certain inevitability of us falling down into the abyss of sin, which invites us, which calls to us, which seems almost natural to fall into. That is the opening at both the bottom of the ches and the hay. What does the opening at the top of the hay symbolize? It symbolizes that although it's a very small, very narrow opening, you have the possibility to escape, you have the possibility to get out, you have the possibility to break out of your chains and rise above and connect to Hashem and to live an illuminated life. And the Rebbe says these two points of, on the one hand, the matzah's physical property and of its letter properties are dependent one on the other. If a person is a chametzdik person, if a person is an egotistical person, then a person will always fall into sin and a person will never repent. First, if a person engages in bad behaviors, they'll find all sorts of reasons to explain why the things which look bad to other people are in fact justified for whatever reason, but that the behaviors themselves are inherently justified. Then there'll be some cases where the misbehavior is so egregious that you won't be able to explain why the behavior is inherently justified, but you'll be able to explain there are some circumstances, external circumstances, let's say that my parents raised me in the wrong way, my parents spoiled me too much, my parents spoiled me too little, or perhaps I had bad friends, or I grew up in a bad society, or I saw a bad message on television. You'll have all sorts of reasons to explain why, even though my behavior was in fact bad behavior, there are contextual reasons which justify it. Or finally, a person may not even have contextual reasons to justify their bad behavior, but self-love is extremely powerful. As a pasuk in Mishlei tells us, al kol pshoim techas ava, that love can cover over all sins, can cover over all character flaws. So even though you don't have any justification to explain your bad behavior, nonetheless, you're able to live quietly with yourself. So the Rebbe says, therefore, egotism is the generator. It's what allows people to live lives of sin, to live flawed lives, and to fall deeper and deeper into negative behavior and patterns that are destructive to themselves, to the world, and to others. In contrast, if a person is a matzadika person, if a person lives in a state of self-nullification, if a person doesn't think that they're the greatest gift that came to humanity, and if a person is open to exploring their character flaws, then number one, they'll be able to recognize that they're engaging in bad behaviors, and they'll want to change that. Number two, once they've engaged in a bad behavior, they won't try to justify their bad behavior. They'll ask, how can I change? And then finally, even if, for whatever reason, they've justified their bad behaviors, ultimately, when they honestly reflect, they'll be broken by their bad behavior and they'll want to change. So it turns out that chametz and matzah are not just rituals that we engage in on Pesach, but they are a year-long, lifelong recipe for extracting ourselves from sin, understanding how it is that people fall very, very low and fall into unthinkable behaviors or bad behaviors or remain destructive patterns for themselves and for others for many years. And we also see the antidote for how one can extract himself from such a place, and that is through a sense of lowering one's ego, lowering oneself, and engaging in the work of self-nullification.